Okay. Well, I'm going to open up for questions. I'd like you to basically state your name and where you're from, so I can read out. Other than that, great. Go ahead, sir.
Art Castle, 550 Gunnison Lane, Greenville, California. My first question is in regards to the sewer system. I know we have the studies going on to find out the problems with the sewer and water system, and you were going to do the smoke test and all that type of stuff. But after that's all completed, who's going to be responsible for taking care of the repairs after the band-aids are done? And after the studies are completed, is Papa going to be responsible to take care of the repairs and bring the system up to EPA standards?
Most likely a number of those repairs. What the studies are going to tell us too is they're going to put together a plan of service and a plan of distributive service. And then that plan is going to outline the necessary improvements. And John, if I misspeak, I'll be here or somebody there. It's going to outline the necessary improvements that are needed, the potential cost of those improvements, and who's going to do it. And if CalPERS going to do it, if there's going to be other funds available in the future from grants or whatever to do that, that should be all outlined in that study.
I understand that. My question is after we are annexed, which goes to the annex to the Rio Del, and now we're part of that city, will Palo still stand up and make the repairs? Because these things take a long time. Rio Del, sure. We could be annexed in there, and repairs still might need to be made that are very expensive. My question is Palo going to be responsible to take care of those repairs?
Yeah. And in that, again, let me answer this again. In that study, it's going to lay out, again, the dollar amounts for those repairs. It's going to say, Palco's got this responsibility in year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's going to set up reserves or whatever. And that potentially there might be other funds available in year 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay?
Okay.
That's, in my mind, that's how it's going to look.
Okay.
That's what it's going to look like.
Okay. My second question is, in regard to brownfields and old spills that have happened in Scotia in the past 100 years or so. Who are you going to set up a fund that will be available after Scotia's annexed into Rio Del that can be used to clean those problems up rather than laying on Rio Del's shoulders afterwards?
Well, first of all,
it's part of the city.
Okay, let me ask you this way. First of all, you're assuming there are problems over there.
No, I'm not assuming that. I'm saying that there could be problems after all these years. And if it is discovered afterwards, who is going to be responsible for taking care of those
problems? The property owner will be. Okay, so a property owner on the industrial side is Alpha or somebody else 100 years from now, those folks are going to be responsible for cleaning it up. There's going to be, in this technical study, as I understand, there's going to be an evaluation and review of the potential areas, and they might do a phase one or whatever, phase one environmental study. I don't know that yet. That's still in discussion with the engineers. But whatever that says, there will be a thorough look at what's gone on over there. The researchers, the doctors, have been there 100 years. Donnie's been there 45 years, so he knows for everything that might be out there that's something wrong with it, buried, you know. But anyhow, that's the process it's going to go through.
I understand the process. I was just understanding
if
I'm
wanting to know what.
Well, you know, typically the property owner.
I think the most important thing to remember is what Vince is talking about, the property owner. The industrial site can remain health ownership. You know, we're going through lots of studies now. We've done a phase one in the town. We're pretty familiar with different problem areas might be. We haven't finished all the phase two work yet on the industrial side. We are going through a process with SHN engineering. We've got probably done in the next year or two. It's something that we're phasing over years. It started in 2002 with phase one industrial rezone that Dennis talked about, and we've just been marching down this plan. But again, the most important thing, and we've been working closely with water quality and county health, but the most important thing is, it seems like what you're saying is that the houses, you know, the area that the city of Rio Del is going to annex is contaminated, and the property owner is still going to remain Palco, and that's the one who's going to be responsible for cleaning those sites. And that's the bottom line. So it's not going to be the city of Rio Del if they own the property. If they end up buying a house or something like that, then that person would be responsible. But I don't see any industrial industrial sales going to the city of New Orleans. That's what's happening.
Okay, thank you very much for your